Hi, I'm Mike Amerlon. I'm a director on the Office Ecosystem Marketing team, and today I'd like to talk to you about developing applications with OneDrive. Now, files are the essence of how work gets done in an organization, whether it's a critical financial spreadsheet or a document for providing research results for a medical trial. Files are the containers of work, and for any enterprise app, integrating with them is critical. Now, in this session, we'll cover four major ways you can work with files across OneDrive and SharePoint, starting with integrating files with Microsoft Graph, reacting to changes with webhooks, accessing files from JavaScript using file pickers, and embedding your own custom user experience with file handlers. Now, to get started in working with files, you're going to want to understand how to use Microsoft Graph. Microsoft Graph is the consistent, easy-to-use API across Office 365 and other Microsoft products that lets you access key data, whether it's mail, users, groups, or more. And in this case, we'll use Microsoft Graph APIs to access files that we've got stored on OneDrive and SharePoint. Specifically, we have the Drive API within Microsoft Graph. You can use it to perform operations like working with files, including upload and download. You can also manage permissions and share out links to files. In addition, we're continually adding to these APIs, and we have a new API for retrieving the full sets of versions, as well as activity APIs for files in preview. You can also do more with files. For example, get the thumbnails that have been generated for files from OneDrive. You can also convert those files to PDF, and you can work more directly with Excel spreadsheets, the cells and ranges and charts that are embedded inside of them directly from an Excel API. Now, you can see the Drive API in action in a few locations across Microsoft Graph. From the /me endpoint, you can get the user's OneDrive files associated via /me/drive. For every SharePoint site, there is a SharePoint site URL /v1.0/sites where you can pass in the identifier as site, either a URL or a GUID identifier. For every document library within that site then, there is a corresponding drive for that. Finally, for groups, there's a corresponding drive to the files that you can access via the /group and then pass in an identifier. So now once you've gotten that drive endpoint, whether you come in through the /me or /SharePoint or /group, those endpoints all work the same. So you can have one code base that works across groups and SharePoint and OneDrive. Now, one other quick note. For files stored in SharePoint, there's also a corresponding lists API in Graph that lets you get at the higher level metadata, columns and associated data in those columns associated with document library files. You'll want to take a look at that API as a complement to using the Drive API to access files. Now, in addition, you can also react to new files being uploaded via webhooks. Webhooks are a de facto web standard that lets you build web services that respond to changes in another system. Now, you can get started with a webhook by subscribing your own web services to changes in a drive via Microsoft Graph. From there, every time a file updates, your web service will get called. Now, you can use this as a way to kick off simple document transforms, fire notifications, or start multi-step workflows. So let's see how you can build these solutions using the Microsoft Graph APIs for accessing drive files. Now, to get started, what we're going to do here is take a look at a tool called Graph Explorer that's available if you go to graph.microsoft.com. Graph Explorer, if you've done any sort of work with Microsoft Graph, you've certainly seen this before, but what this tool provides is a way to get a visual example of all the different types of Graph APIs so that you can see what the results look like, experiment with different types of operations and more. So in this case, if I come into the site, it's going to say, graph.microsoft.com/v1.0/me. I'm going to select Run Query. And what this does is it gives me a demo example of what the result would be down below, in this case, a JSON response blob that gives information about this user. Now, when you first come to the site, it's going to use a demo tenancy that's read-only, so you can get started up and quickly. But you can also, sign in with your own credentials and try this against your own site in addition. Now, what I also recommend is if you're doing development with Microsoft Graph, go to the Office Developer Program at dev.office.com and sign up, because one of the things you get with that is a developer tenancy that you can use for your own personal development. It's much safer and much easier to do development against a tenancy that you fully control. So I highly recommend doing that. Now, in this case, for OneDrive files, there's a set of examples here for working with OneDrive. So in this case, if I scroll up, I just click on the sample on the left. You can see that the URL here is /me/drive/root/children. So this is going to be a simple enumeration of all the files inside of my OneDrive. And you can see that the response below will list every individual file. You'll see all the different types of information, things like what's the last modified, what's the e-tag, the URL, you know, the folder that it's within, and the child count. You can see all the different information that you need to know, you know, the key properties of working with a file. You can also do things like, you know, find your set of recent files, the ones that you've worked with recently. So if you're building, for example, a file picker, chances are, you know, the user wants to maybe attach that to the record that they're working with in your product. And so if you go to /me/drive/recent, you'll see the easy, handy list of recent files that they've worked with. You can also do things like search OneDrive as well. So in this case, I have /me/drive/root. I add a search query here to find all the documents that have the name finance in them. I'm also going to do a filter to narrow down the set of information that gets returned. And so that you can see, here's all the files that, you know, have some content within them that relates to finance. So, you know, your first stop on probably any project using Microsoft Graph will probably be this Graph Explorer, so that you can model a little bit of the kinds of calls that you're going to want to use inside of your product. Now, taking this into a more real-world sample, what I have here is a ASP.NET MVC project that is going to implement essentially a hello world of working with Microsoft Graph. So this is an MVC project. When you first create it, it creates a whole bunch of files and different types of, you know, resources on your right-hand side. That, you know, really doesn't have too much to do with accessing files from OneDrive. It's not that complicated. We're going to focus on Files Controller here, which is where we're actually going to show a view of a list of files that comes from a user's OneDrive. So what you can see is that we've got this object called File Repository, and we're going to call GetMyFiles, and then we're going to pass that off to our ASP.NET MVC view, which will do the work to render those files. Now, if I go drill into this function, what you can see here is, you know, the fundamentals of working with Microsoft Graph. Now, inside of my ASP.NET application, my first stop is to go get a Graph access token. For any sort of operation against Microsoft Graph, you're going to want to have an authentication token to do your work. Once I have that, then what this application is doing is using the Microsoft Graph SDKs. So rather than making outbound web requests directly, you know, JSON calls to read and write and parse those JSON results, it's going to use a Graph SDK, which has this nice benefit that you get IntelliSense, you get you know, the ability to very tightly inspect and see what kind of data is going to come back. You don't have to do all the work of parsing JSON yourself. So to do that, it's going to instantiate this Graph service client, which is our core object for working with them. And then the actual GetMyFiles call, what it's going to do is it's going to call the SDK equivalent GraphServiceClient.me.drive.root.children. It looks a lot like the web service URL. And what this will do is return a list of files and then do a little bit of sorting and pagination on them as well. So if I show you what this example looks like, it's not, you know, an earth-shattering, visually super impressive demo, but you know, it shows you the fundamentals of how you can go ahead and get started. So this is going to run against my local host, and you'll see that there's a new tab here, a new view called Files, which when I click it, it's going to go access my OneDrive and then pull down my set of files. So it'll render those within the page. It's all rendering this from the server side. So in this case, you know, I have, you know, some various files, some spreadsheets all around bike maintenance and bike guidelines. And so now it's able to use my files from my OneDrive within this ASP.NET application. So that's a brief overview of how you can actually get started with Microsoft Graph. You know, actually calling the APIs themselves are fairly simple. It's just a REST API. But then you've also seen how you can use the SDKs as well to, you know, further ease the process of working with Microsoft Graph and OneDrive files. Now, frequently, we know that a lot of developers want to be able to pull files into their applications, maybe attach and associate a file with a record, or build things like file editors. To accelerate this development, we have a JavaScript-based library that makes it easy to embed a OneDrive file picker, like a file dialog, into your applications. Now, you can think of this as a login dialog paired with a file picker. So where it's invoked, what'll happen is the user signs in, and then they pick a set of files from their OneDrive or SharePoint sites. And what you get back as a developer is an authentication token plus a set of selected files from that particular API. You can then use these to go implement your file application. Let's take a look. So in this demonstration, what we're going to do is show a very simple file editor. So this is actually running from a local web server, so I'm just going to access it at localhost 9999. And you can see here that this is just a very basic markdown editor that we have that we're supporting. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start by creating a new file, a new .markdown file. I'm going to, you know, in this case, actually go grab some markdown from this README so that I have that as some sample content. And so then, once I'm done editing this markdown and supporting that, what I can do is then save it over to my OneDrive. So when I hit save, what this will do is it'll instantiate that OneDrive file picker that we've talked about. It'll ask me to sign in. So in this case, I'll choose my mikeam.onmicrosoft.com credentials. And then what you'll see on the left-hand side of this picker is, you know, not just my OneDrive, but you'll also see a set of my SharePoint sites. So if I actually have a file that's in one of those sites, I can go choose that. But in this case, what I'm going to do is actually choose to save this file within, let's say, my medical folder. Maybe this is a file that relates to, markdown that relates to a medical procedure or something like that. So I'm going to click save. And so now, from there, it's actually saved this file into my OneDrive location. I can do other things as well. So for example, I can get a sharing link if I so choose. So then I can go hand this link out to people. It's got the authentication key magic in there so that they don't actually have to have the permissions necessarily. So you can see how you can do it more advanced collaboration tasks as well. Now, if we actually go back to that OneDrive location and I go click on medical, you can see that indeed it's actually stored that markdown file, a few seconds ago, mdfile.md. And so that's now available. And so if I come back to this page, and I refresh it and I click open, I'm gonna use that OneDrive file picker again. In this case, I'm gonna do an open with it. I'm gonna go select my medical folder. I'm gonna go select that markdown. And what you should see is that what will come back is that README MD markdown file that I was editing and working on. So this is just an example of a very simple file picker and a very simple application that just happens to use OneDrive as the underlying storage. And what's great about this is, you can build complete applications. You don't have to actually implement your own custom storage for it if you're using OneDrive and SharePoint to do that. Now let's take a look at the code behind the scenes. So in this case, what we have is, this is just a simple script-based page. There's no server-side code to it. And we've got our HTML file with a number of different markup entries within it. And then we have this OneDrive library, which actually implements the picker. Now, if I actually go to my markdown editor, you can see how easy this is, and the number of lines of code is really small. So to instantiate our open file dialog, for example, what I have to pass in is my application ID, the type of action, whether I can support multi-select, and a set of advanced options on the type of files that I'm looking to support. For example, some filters and those kinds of things. Now, when success happens, when the user selects a file and clicks OK, what you'll get back is not just a list of selected files, files.value of 0, which is where I get the selected file from, but I also get back an access token. So this allows me to then turn around and go ahead and actually open those files and use that token to make those subsequent graph calls. So there's a number of other methods that do the same thing here. Let's go find the actual code. But what you can see is that, once I actually get that file pointer, once I get that access token, the save operation here as a case in point, what it's going to do is it's going to make an outbound AJAX request to go do a put of the binary content that we have, that's our body content. It's going to use that editor access token that we retrieved when we first opened the file, and then it's going to basically push that back into OneDrive. So just with a very simple REST request, you can see how it's possible to work with files very simply and very easily using those graph APIs and using the file picker to bootstrap your work. Now, in addition to working with files outside of the OneDrive and SharePoint applications, you can also integrate your own file experiences directly into OneDrive and SharePoint via file handlers. File handlers let you add actions for files of a particular type, including becoming that editor for those files. Now, when invoked, those actions will call your website, whereby you can use a Microsoft graph to then read and write those different files back to Office 365. Let's take a look to see how this works. So one common scenario is to be able to integrate your own custom experiences for working with files directly into OneDrive and SharePoint. And so to do that, we're going to demonstrate how you can code with file handlers. Now in this case, what I've done is I've developed my own custom editor extension called FHText, file handler text, and I've actually went ahead and integrated that into OneDrive. So when I actually click the new dropdown here, you can see that there's a new entry here called FHText editor. Now I'm going to launch that, which will then, what you can see it's doing is it's actually opening up a new page, and this page will take a little bit of a while to load because it's running from my local development server. But what you can see here is a very simple and very crude experience where I can say, working with file handlers like so, like this. This is hosted from my local server. You can see localhost 44372, and I'm going to go ahead and submit the query. And so what this will do behind the scenes is actually go post this back to my OneDrive server. So let's take a look a little bit about how this is implemented behind the scenes. Now, first, what happened was I registered a custom file handler in with my Active Directory. So to do that, there's a set of APIs that you can call. It's an Active Directory API, so you go ahead and register for it, and you go call it and register it. There is a developer tool called managefilehandlers.azurewebsites.net, which is a debug-only preview tool. But what this helps you do is actually see the list of file handlers that you've got registered within your site and then go edit them. So in this case, you can see for this application I've created called File Handlers, I've registered a custom file type called fhtext. And when I go ahead and edit it, you can see that there's a number of different actions here for actually doing things like opening files of a type fhtext, also creating new files as well. And I can add additional actions like maybe, you know, send fhtext to a public website or something like that. You can implement your own actions. You know, I can also do things like, you know, provide a display name and a URL. And the most important part you can see is that the target URL is my web server address that I'm going to get called back on when a user decides to go click that action. In this case, I'm debugging, so I'm going against localhost. Now, behind the scenes for this particular application, this is just a really simple ASP.NET MVC application. You can see here that I've got a files controller here. And in this case, what happens is when OneDrive actually invokes your URL, it's going to post to that web server a share link. A share link gives you, the web server in this case, the permissions to be able to access and edit that file. So when this page first loads up, it's going to say, was I actually posted with a share link? If yes, then I know that I'm coming from OneDrive, and OneDrive is sending me a file to go edit. In this case, I do some a little crude file parsing here, or URL parsing here. And then what I'm going to do is actually go, you know, pass in that file that I've loaded from OneDrive into my editor, which is just a simple text area loaded onto the web page. Now, when the user clicks the submit button to actually save that file back to OneDrive, what it does is it actually just posts it back to the web page like an old school type of website. And in that case, I'm going to go read that form value. If the user has posted new content back to the web server, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and then save that back to OneDrive. So this is just a really crude editor. You can see here it's just doing some very simple form posts to actually persist data. But behind the scenes, what it's going to do is use Graph APIs to go connect back to my OneDrive and go save that file as well. So when I actually come back into my OneDrive location, and in this case, you can see all the fhtext files I've been working with. I've been doing a lot of demos. Now you can see that there's a custom action here called open with file handlers. And so this will take me back to my website. It has a form posted that URL, and you can see that that draft content that I added earlier is installed within my editor. So that's just a very simple way how you can get started building your own custom experiences and integrating them into OneDrive and SharePoint, and working with Graph behind the scenes as well inside of your ASP.NET applications. Wrapping up, we've discovered how you can work with files across Office 365, including integrating them with your own app via Graph APIs and file pickers, and integrating your app where files are in Office 365 via file handlers. Files contain the core of data of how work gets done, so we hope you find it easy to boost productivity by enriching files everywhere. Now, you can get started by seeing and experimenting with more of these files on graph.microsoft.com and read the documentation and samples on dev.onedrive.com. The community is ready across Stack Overflow, and you can also provide suggestions via user voice and access samples on GitHub. We look forward to seeing what you build, and happy coding!